Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And thank you for the joyride, man. Always. Thank you so much. Thank you for meeting people who are extraordinary. Whether this person is a petrol attendant or a president or a minister at Delco, or whether this person is just a security man, a gardener, a pastor, a president. Thank you for making an impact in the lives of such. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly. All right. My name is Ray. We trust the Father is doing you good and blessing you so much in a mighty way. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Look, man, so much has happened, you know, in the past 2 days, man. I saw small children burning a church down. Today, I saw small children burning a church down in Katlehong. A church of a famous pastor, they burned it down. And you find the pastor was wielding a panga, an assegai, a panga, at a school. And kids said, we don't take this anymore. We, a church, people must see something different about us. We are ministers of reconciliation, man. And we should not forget that. No matter how offended we may feel we are. The Elohim says, vengeance is mine, so we should just let that be unto him. Because we might find some of us fighting our own children and killing them. I mean, why would you be wielding a panga in a school and actually make a video out of that? Christians, what's wrong? What's going on? And our condolences to the Chume family, the passing of Mom Connie Chume today. She passed on, the great actress of Wakanda and Scandal. I think it's Scandal on ETV. I haven't seen ETV in decades, man, but I think she was there on that series. But I'm just worried about what we are projecting. I'm not saying let us look good. I'm saying let us testify concerning the mercies of the Father. So I'm just compelled to play this song. I didn't intend to even play this song in a long time. I played it last week. But I think we are forcing our own children into war.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Lionel Richie there, love, oh love, a blessed thing it is. And of course, you know, in the light of what we see happening, I mean, you know, I want to apologize. You know, if really, as we see believers, and I know we all become dressed with the same blanket. One of us is wielding an AK-47 or an R5 or a gun or a panga or a nopkiri for that matter. And then it's terrorizing schools and, you know, places where there is little ones. who become prostrated because their hero is wielding an assegai in the school. I'm so sorry that these things happen. Some things get out of hand because people become offended, you know, and they end up not knowing how to react, and they react the way they do. And this can endanger lives of many people, and many people would not point to that person as an individual, but to believers, and say this is what their God is teaching them to do, that they should just go around and destroy people's lives and all that. Is this what their God is teaching them, that a man should wield a weapon in a school, in a primary school, for that matter, of all schools, you know? And so I'm just saying, we're sorry that at times we act that way. At times we find ourselves in those kinds of experiences. And I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying we're sorry. We are wrong. We are very wrong. And may the Father help us to become ministers of reconciliation in any dispute, even in the disputes that are bringing us into disrepute, and we feel so offended that we should avenge ourselves. We should not avenge ourselves. We should just ask the Father to give us a guidance that we can walk by, and ask Him to intervene on our behalf. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hey. Tuesday Live it is, and Professor Buyisondes is on the line. Professor, greetings to you and welcome.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you, but I'm getting disturbed now by what you just said.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it is rather discouraging indeed, because we are expected to be an example. We are expected to be the teachers by conduct, by what we say and by what we do. So if such things are happening like that, yeah, they teach a different message. They convey a certain message. And our God, yes. He is not glorified. He is not reflected. You know, while we were talking about this, I remembered one of the topics we spoke about, spiritual radiance.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, what radiated from such an individual? And these are the things that you must keep on doing, soul searching, spiritual searching, and see if we are reflecting what the scripture is saying unto us. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is disturbing. Yeah, it is disturbing. Yeah, let me greet you and your family in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. Let me also greet my brother Baruch Yah, in his absence. We continue to support him in this time of trouble while his child is not feeling well. May the grace of the Most High, the healing power of Yahushua HaMashiach, rise above the child, and the healing power be upon him.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we believe.
Yeah.
So let me also greet our family, Radio Pulpit listeners. We thank God for you. We thank God for the teaching seasons, sessions that we have in this platform. May the good God continue to lift you, to bless you, and to make you well.
Hallelujah.
In His mighty, mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah. And yes, Baruch Yah won't be in the show today because the kid, his son is sick, you know, and him being a single parent, remember that his spouse passed on, you know, so the kid is sick. He hasn't slept in 2 days.
The kid
now has been admitted in Cape Town, and so keep it in your prayers. Of course, he said, I must say sorry, he's very sorry to the Radio Pulpit listeners that he won't be in. I will play his voice note. He sent a voice note. He's very sorry that he could not be on the show. He would have wanted to be on the show, but everything was just a mess at the point in time. So just to get everything on track, you know. So he has opted that we excuse him for tonight. And our prayers are with him. Our prayers are fully with him, that the kid be healed completely in the name of the Yahusha HaMashiach. And of course, you know, much of the times as believers, we find ourselves in situations, and I think it's important that we look at our situations and we look at what the Word says. And the Word says quite a lot, you know. The Word says quite a lot. And with regards to how we can handle things and what we can do, what to know, and the things that should be done, you know, the Word says quite a lot, you know. Now, we are talking about the dangers of concealing sin. Isn't it so, Professor?
You are correct. We're talking about that topic. We're going to delve into it and see what is it that we must be aware of and what is it that we're putting ourselves in if we conceal sin.
Yeah. The dangers of hiding sin. It says, cursed is he who hides his sin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we are looking into that tonight. And of course, we trust the Father will do you well and bless you so much in a mighty way. The dangers of concealing sin these days. What has become of us in such a way that we at times find ourselves concealing sin? You know, we find ourselves concealing sin, hiding. To conceal means to hide. The dangers of hiding CB. Yeah, boy. Mabatinti dangerous. Ukulunyangayole yokufithi zono. Concealing sin, the concealment of sin. We're talking about that. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Elohim, Yahuwah, among the trees of the garden. Sin has been concealed since time immemorial. Look at history now, he's telling us about Adam and Eve hiding their sin. You know, hiding their sin. You know. And of course, they hid themselves from the presence of the Father. And we know you can't. But we always try to. Or we always do that, even though we know that we can't. The Father sees us, but we convince ourselves that we are hidden. It's sad we see those kinds of things coming across. When you look into Joshua chapter 7, verse 21, it says, when I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth, in the midst of my tent, with silver under it. And you know what was happening? Because there was sin in Yasharal. Sin had made Yasharal to be defeated. I remember as a boy I used to say then, Israel became defeated because there was sin in her midst. And sin brings covetousness. Sin brings lust. Sin brings want, selfishness, abhorrence, arrogance, the disregard of the law of the Father. I wonder if people can look at the documentary about Khayelitsha and see what's happening, especially in the squatter camps. Hey, I wish my Achi was here to testify with you. There are areas that even police don't go. And these places are run by young men. Just like this city, what do you, what, Berry? Just here, in Joburg. What, Berry? What do you call it? What, Berry? Yeah, but I'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
And people are being killed every day. And the kingpins who run crime, even here, on the street formerly known as Church Street, just in front of the Union buildings.
Mm.
And the same people again are running churches. And they do money laundering. Drug money converted and it comes through the church as offerings, it's banked and then it's withdrawn and they take it back again. Sin. A pastor covets one of his elders' wife, and then he dumps his own wife and marries the wife of the elder.
Yeah.
Cuts off that woman. He cuts off that man. What about their family? Nah, they don't care, man. There they are. They live together. You know, lifting their hands as if they're in a boat called Titanic. It's when there is conversion, covetousness, lust, extortions, corruptions, all these things are sins. Even at times people use the very same law to conceal sin. We are at a stage in our land where people are able to sell their own children and they, together with the public, they cry to the public, help me find my kid. And we would comb the township and comb the cities. We don't find the kids, only to know that, oh, the very same mom or dad sold the kid. It's happening here.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Yeah. Mm. Africa Zonga. It's happening here. In South Africa.
Mm.
And no one says anything about those kind of things, you know. They keep quiet. They speak about things, you know, yeah, that have to do with money and all that, but the things that where we see souls being destroyed, no one says anything. We are concealing sins even as a nation. Look at our movies, look at our songs, the things that we sing. Look at those, listen to our lyrics. You would see that we are concealing sin in plain sight. We are hiding it in plain sight. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 24 says, when he came to the citadel, he took them from their hand and store them away in the house. Then he let the men go, and they departed. Concealment of sin. Concealment of sin. Look at this. 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 19. Also the children of Yasharel secretly did against the Elohim Yahuwah things that were not right. Secretly, they did things that were not right. And they built for themselves high places in all their cities,
from watchtower to fortified city. Secret sins of the saints, believers, the chosen ones, you and I. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. I'm talking to Professor Buisondisi.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, Professor. Concealment of sin and the dangers thereof. In what I have read, we seem to be having ways of hiding our own sins against the Father. We don't repent, man. We hide these. The way we have made our millions, the way we have made our monies. As long as now we have political power, then we don't care. You know, and we achieved all these things through sin, you know. And playing the blame game, always pointing to the white man or the black man or the brown man, whatever man. So that we can hide our own deeds. Yeah. What say you, Professor?
Yeah. Thank you so much, brother, for this topic. It sounds very serious and very deep now when you unpack it, yeah? And I think the biggest problem is not to define sin from the biblical perspective. I think we have gone astray and we have made our own definition of what sin is, which is why we are not even aware what we do and we cannot categorize our actions as sin because we have made our own ways of dealing with life, of doing things. You just read 2 Kings 17:19. I want to tie that up with Genesis 3:8 as we start with the topic of concealing sin, which is a very, very dangerous act that we have grown to understand and to master. It says in verse 19 of 2 Kings 17, also Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they had made. Then let's go back to Genesis 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. So these pictures are giving us an idea that they did not listen to God. In other words, they have disregarded what God has said. And as they disregarded what God has said, starting from their forefathers, Adam and Eve, they found themselves having fallen from the grace of God, and by so doing, they have sinned if they do not keep the commandment. And the same thing is seen in the Israel that we find in the book of Kings, that they did not keep the commandments in the same way as Adam and Eve did not keep the commandments. The Israelites walked according to their own statutes. So when we go and do our own things, walking according to our own statutes, we sin against God. And what is even more worse, when we start covering up what we have done from the Lord. Adam and Eve started to make for themselves clothing of leaves, which is now a problem because when we try in human-made efforts of concealing sin, we think God does not see. We think we are able to do our own things our own way. We think we can still succeed, whereas deep down in our hearts, we know exactly that we have lost the communication, the contact with the Father. But if we continue enhancing and following up on what we have done, not going back, not repenting, we end up dying in the spaces where we have taken ourselves to. At the end of the day, we no longer have conscience. We think what is right is wrong. We think what is wrong is right. And here we see people who are making means of covering up the wrongs, and they expect God not to say anything. And before you ended, you spoke about people pointing fingers to a white man, a black man, and whatever man, because we don't want to own up to our actions. We need to cover up our actions, and we point somebody else as a source of my shortcomings. And as we do that, we think we are going to shift the blame and the consequences. It is unfortunate that when we shift the blame and the consequences, the consequences will still remain on you, because you're the one who committed sin. So when Adam and Eve were found in that situation, and Eve taking the blame from Adam, having Adam being confronted by God, and he takes the blame because he was not in his right position. And this is where the pointing of fingers started. It's not me, it's this one, because I want to cover up what I've done as my wrong. I don't want to be seen as somebody who has fallen from the grace of God. I still want to be seen as the right person, even if I know that my conscience does not say that I am right. So the concealing of sin that we continue doing, they bring the danger of death. Because when my conscience is no longer alive in the Lord, I am automatically dead. And we have thought that the death that God was referring to is a physical death. Whereas we must know that it is the death of the spirit man, it's the disconnection of the spirit man from the Creator. We have learned to live without the connection of the Father. We have learned to live according to the standards and the norms. We've created our own agendas, and we don't want to go back to God. So it means the danger of concealing sin eventually makes man independent of God. It eventually makes man to be able to sustain himself from the resources that he has, and is not aware that by so doing, he is no longer in God. And the Israelites ended up serving other gods because they got disconnected from the true God. This death came in. So the secret sins that we do, as we continue concealing them, they bring death to us. Our spirit man dies. We are no longer in the Lord. We are no longer in the Father. It means all that we will do, we'll do in the flesh. And if we live by flesh, we are dead in the spirit. And if we are dead in the spirit, there is nothing from God that we will speak. These are the dangers of concealing sin. We no longer live for God. We no longer live in God. So therefore, we cannot speak for God. Even if I can say I am prophesying, I need to be questioned from which source, who are you prophesying for? Because you are not connected with the Most High. You cannot be a living under sin, covering up your sin, and speak thinking that you'll be speaking for him. Which is why we have so many deceivers. We have so many people taking the people of God from the word to the heresies that they are leading them to because of the secret sins. And they do these things in the name of the Father. They do these actions, covering up, thinking people will know that they are still in God. But the fruit thereof reveal who they really are. You cannot bear the fruit of the Most High if you are not in God. So where does it start? It starts when we cover up our sins, when we don't acknowledge that I have fallen, when I shift the blame like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and when I shift the blame, that means I refuse to deal with the sin. If a person is confronted and does not want to deal with the sin, it means that person, you'll see him by shifting the blame. Then you'll know exactly there's nothing you can do to help him. As long as he is shifting sin, this person is not prepared to change. As long as he's covering up, he's justifying his actions, the person is not prepared to change. It means he is dead in the spirit. He is no longer connected with the Father.
Sure. We are talking about secret sins, what these are even all about, and much of the times how we're going to find ourselves really concealing sin. Rifichadibi. Mesu tuge, Professor Vashwengal. Rifichadibi.
Rifichadibi.
Ah, la, la. Ay, ya. Hayi injection idlulileke lapho phela I know akusakhulumeki kahle ha halala yo Nkosi yami
ayasakhulumi
I know ayasiye
I'm trying to
I know, not today yeah but but you know the very aspect of concealing sin and the dangers that are there is that one starts to feel that they can get away with it.
Exactly.
And the more they see no consequence, they continue. And they don't realize that they're experiencing a spiritual deterioration.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a danger, because you're dying while you're alive.
True.
And many people don't look into that. And once they do it, they feel they can do it the second time.
Yeah. You said it right there. The lack of consequences for the action.
Yes.
What makes us being cold in taking the right action, because I don't see the consequences of my actions now. And the fact that I have resources around me that still make me getting sustained in what I do, I think I'm okay. So I think this self-sufficiency is bringing all of this, even in the house of God, that people have got money, and even that money, they're not getting it the right way. They have, but you mentioned things like corruption inside the house of God.
Yeah.
You speak of drug logs happening, drugs being sold inside the house of God, money laundering, cleaning of money happening inside the house. So why would they need God? So at the end of the day, we die, but it seems like when a sin is concealed, nobody cares about the consequences, which will come later. As long as we're benefiting now, we continue to enjoy the benefits of the flesh, because there is no spiritual consequence that is tangible at this point in time.
We are talking about that. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Tell us how you feel about this. The very aspect of concealing sins, you know, and how most of the time we think we are getting away with it. Listen to this one. O pastor, ugcwalisa lo yasisile yana. Besathi kuye no man, asiyokhipha dai ding. Bese yonke into ichubela phambili athi hayi ngizokunakekela ungawazi. Ngizoyibhadala then i-cost yokhipha dai ding.
Yo.
Angempela uyavaya uyayikhipha right then. Then abasakunaki. Akasakunaki manje. Uyabona ukuthi manje sekaphusha nalo munye we-accountant ofikile lapha esuntwini or kuphi. Ama-calls lawa sawathuli kahle ukuthi niphume manje nihambe niye ezibidiyela. Niyodla ama-orange. Sewadliwa nabanye ama-orange manje.
So sad.
Na kusoya kula manje. Na kumile lapha phambili yena kaguli. Abantwana bakhe idudla bahle bayenze namaphondo. Yekudla lento.
Yeah.
Uze urelocate actually uthi no man asifihle dide ngwena yazini. Relocate. Zakubadalela iflat.
Yo.
Yeah, nano angithi maro sebenza about 50 kilometers from ekhaya vele kukude well. Totally flat lapho and then zolungiza da ngizokubhatalela. 1 month yakubhatalela, 2 months yakubhatalela, 3 months akasabhatali ngoba babhacile ekhaya ukuthi kukhona imali ephumayo asazi ukuthi yapi. Dangers of consoling sin. It creates a lot of havoc amongst you. Kuba nalento bathini? Scandal management. You want to manage
the lie, and the lie keeps on evolving. It's the sad part of it. Now, when you look into the word again, I'm looking at Job. Job says, if I have covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, that is where we hide sin. And that is why we become spiritually sick. Because we hide what is not supposed to be there. Remember, in our hearts, what should be there should be the word of the Most High. Thine word have I kept into mine heart so that I may not sin against thee. And if it is not the word, then it's something else that would make you to continuously sin against the Father. And we know the wages of sin is death. Now, that is Job 31:33. And Psalm 32, verse 5, I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgression to the Elohim, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin, Selah. If we don't confess, there's no forgiveness. And someone said to me, Mara, angithi is all-knowing. Uyazi ukuthi ngiyafuna uku utheni? Uyazi ukuthi ngiyafuna ukuthi angixolele, mara nginamahloni ukumcela.
Yeah.
How?
It's a strategy.
Hey, Mathe.
The strategy of hiding.
Hey, Mathe. And now you reap the consequences of sin throughout. Because demons have a way with you. Evil forces have a way with you. Principalities have a way with you. The enemies of your soul, dirty spirits, have a way with you. That's the danger. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thank you again, my brother. So you're talking about an open door there. Just to elaborate on what you have just said.
Yeah.
That we think we are free from these things and are not aware that we have opened the door for many things. Things that we did not even think that we are susceptible to.
Yeah.
These are the dangers of concealing sin. And not only that we have opened to the spirit to control us and to do what they want to do. We are also hindering the forgiveness of God, which is always ready for us to receive. Maybe let me elaborate on that one, that when we sin, God is always waiting for us to come back to Him.
Yes.
Repent and confess. Then the forgiveness is waiting for us there. But if we are concealing and covering our sin from the Lord, we are stopping the forgiveness of God to take place. Not that God is stopping it to come to us, but it is us who are putting ourselves in a position that we do not receive the protection of God that comes through the forgiveness of God. So if there is no forgiveness of God, then it means whatever you are speaking about, the devil has an upper hand. He is able to preach to you. He is able to control you. He is able to take over because there is nothing or there is no covering on your side because you did not receive what was due to you. And what was due to you was waiting just for you to take the right stand and open up to God and say, Lord, I have sinned and I ran short of your glory. And we are not aware that that verse is speaking about the presence of God in the life of a person each time he goes to God. So when we are repenting to God from our sins, going to God, we receive a certain covering, a certain glory, which is the same covering that closed the doors from the enemy. And the spirit realm, the devils, the wicked principalities have no power over us if the glory of God is on us. So we continue to cover ourselves or covering our sins. We are putting ourselves in danger. You have spoken nicely that the dangers of covering sin is putting us at a stake that we can totally disconnect from the Most High. We can totally get lost. We get derailed. We no longer know who we become. Let me read Ecclesiastes 12:14 just to elaborate on this. It says, for God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. So we think things are not seen in the eyes of the Lord. They are not seen by God. But God is an all-knowing God. We know that.
Yeah.
But that knowledge does not make us go closer to Him. If He is an all-knowing God, why do we think we can hide these things? Hiding these things kill us. They make us weaker in our faith. They make us unable to pray, because each time you want to ascend to the throne of grace in prayer, this sin comes in and then it hinders you. You keep on dwelling in the past of that sin because you have not confessed it. You have covered it up. And you're covering up because you think nobody saw you. Remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were the people, only people there. Nobody saw them, but God knew exactly what was happening. When God asked them, where are you? It was not that God did not know, but they were dispositioned. So concealing sin misplaces you, dispositions you, moves you from where you're supposed to benefit from the Father. You need to benefit protection. You need to benefit blessings. But those blessings do not find a way to you because you are covering up things that are not supposed to be around you. They're not supposed to be in you, around you, and around you as a child of God. You were created in the image of the Most High, and the image of the Most High expects you to live holy, for He is holy, for His word says that. You shall be holy, for I am holy. So if I am no longer holy because of sin, it means I'm no longer in His image and in His likeness. I will therefore not function like Him. So these are the dangers. I cannot take my position as a child of God because I am concealing things. I cannot act like God because I have sin nature in me that I refuse to release and to let go. I cannot command. I cannot speak the word. I cannot do the will of God because there are things that are in me that I'm hiding and I don't want to let go of things. And I've made a point that I want to lead by them. Why am I saying that? It is because if I hide them, it means they still interest me. I still want to eat of that sin. I still want to participate in this. So therefore, I don't want to reveal it. I can't tell you, my brother, that I have a weakness here and there because I still want to continue doing that thing. But that stops me from benefiting from the Most High. And these are the benefits that have been readily given to us. You don't work for them. We don't work for the blessing of God. But you position yourself for the blessing of God. But if I conceal a sin, it means I'm the one who is stopping myself to receive these things that are due to me. And I think we need to think deeper each time we find ourselves fallen into sin. We need to quickly come up and not cover them up. And sometimes we think people are more important than God, are more important than the word of God. I get embarrassed that you'll say, I've done 1, 2, 3. But how much more about God, who has power to kill both the flesh and the soul, and God who is able to bring you everything that you need? Aren't you more scared of Him? Aren't you fearing this God? So these are the things you must remember, my brother.
Absolutely. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say about this. The very notion of conceding sin. Abantu bafihla izono, bafihlela uNkulunkulu. Amfihlele uNkulunkulu into umuntu ayenzayo. Amfihlela, angakhulumi naye, angamtsheli lutho. Amfihlele nje into ayenzayo.
Njani kodwa? How can you hide?
That's why I'm saying.
Things from God, who is the creator? Who creates you and sees?
When we started, I said, for we can hide nothing from Him, yet we become so much deceived. Sin concealment is a deception of note. So we are so deceived that, look, as long as I have said I am hiding it and I'm not talking about it, then I'm hiding it. Then you go, it's on you. Through and through it is
damaging on you. You start to lack in your ministry, in the things that you're supposed to be doing here on earth. You start to lack. It suspends you from the morality of ministry, the life plan that the Father has made concerning you. You can't do it because you basically are somewhere else. Concealment to fihla bese now ya fihleka. Without you knowing, now the devil is concealing that he is actually taking you and suspending you from the real life that you're supposed to live. Yet we fail to understand that, and we go on and on and on and on. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note there. Let's hear what you say about this. And we are touching base on the issue of the concealment of sin, you know. It happens much of the times that we conceal sin to such an extent that we think we had gotten away with it. And a delusion of note. And it starts to eat on us somewhere later on in life. Umuntu bega mudangaka mara sika penduke ngathi paperback mncane ungaka leso skathi awufi nokufa mara ubiza bonke abantu ukhuluma yonke into oyenzile uke wandiza kuphi uke wenzani uke wenzani uke wayolala nobani bani elukelele nendoda yakhe wafika wena ebusuku undiza wangena. Nita wakubote, abantwana bayazalwa laba bamhloshana bafana nawe bonke mara ubashatisile namantombazane bashatisile. Washatisile namantombazane bayangizwa ke bakithi mangikhuluma ke lendawo. Ubashatisile lapha eThekwini vele igcwele kakhulu ke le. Ubashatisile lapha bashatile. Bazala namadodana lawa amadodana wakho. Abathathe umfanekiso wakho. And what you've concealed multiplies. Under your nose, in plain sight. And it wreaks havoc upon communities and generations. These are the dangers. It's not only a danger on you, it's a danger on others also. Vulama altong eguavale. Inkinga ilabo. The concealing or the concealment of sin. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That is 334-1322. Siguzwei.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenema. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him. Ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
What kind of people are we and what kind of radio are we? Yeah.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Ntanga sibotaneng. Thank you so much. I appreciate. Says Psalm 32 verse 5 is the first step. But we live in the evil times. That's why God says redeem the times. I'm struggling with concealed sin. And it's been years, so much I want to stop going to church. But again, pastors are deceiving these young girls because of just a lack of self-control. But sin, hell, needs to be preached. Bless you, Pastor Ray. This is from Ntangas Botaning. And then he wanted to say last. You know. Thank you so much, Dangas Botaning there. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Brafil, thank you. Our greetings in his name. The Lord God knows those that are his. Nothing surprises me, nje. Leongane. Alright, I think ukulmangalente si kulmekalengwe show la payana. Siabonga kakulu. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Volg ons op Twitter, twitter.com/radiokansel.
All right. Now,
I'm looking into the word, Professor. And I'm looking into 139 verse 11. And it says, if I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be my light about me. Behold, you are there. David is explaining to us that we can't conceal sin, yet we still continue to, don't we? We continue to. Pastor Hamba ne group yakhe le enabantu lapha ngase airport banabantu laba baculayo laba bayazi ngikhuluma ngani banabantu banabantu and they basically don't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
I remember in East London, someone said to me, okay, and then who is your companion? I said, what do you mean? He says, no, everybody has a companion.
Hey.
Who's yours? How? Hey. I'm putting it up in the first meeting. Don't follow me, I'm married. You know?
Yeah.
And then pastors would be blaming you in the morning. Wena ujisa spani. Wena uzilisile izolo.
Yeah.
Malokunqaba kwakho abantu banqaba. Yazi kwatela abafundisa benza ama epilogue lapha ku TV.
Yeah.
Because of these things, we in our own deception, we think what we do is known only to us.
Yeah.
And then we forget about Nkulunkulu. Just like yielding to a temptation. We forget. And it's our choice. We forget about him because we want to do what we want to do. This boy complains to his own father. He says, but Papa, why do you refuse for me to do what I want to do when I want to do it?
Yeah.
At least the young man was exposing himself to his father as to what he wanted to do, and the father refused. But Tina, we've taken license, and we are under the impression of what is fitilel, and then we go and do it. And you ask someone, and someone says, this is my life, Baba. This is my life. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thank you again, my brother. What you're saying is very, very much important, that when we take ownership of things that do not belong to us, we lose the sight of what things really are. You're talking about a person who says, this is my life. And if you can ask him a question, where and when did you get it? Because as you say, what is yours? You have a full ownership. You know how you access it. You know how you got it. And you know how you can lose it. You know where you put it and so on and so on. So I think we are losing sight of what life really is. And if we can get back to that, it will be easier for us to answer these questions and to discuss further than what we are going to do here. So when David had this revelation that says, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me, simply because I have a God who is all-knowing, who sees everywhere. So I cannot say I have control of things that happen around me. Even if I could want to do things that are outside of God's way, I must know that God is there, God sees, because I cannot hide from him. So it means every sin that I do cannot be hidden. Every wrongdoing cannot be concealed. The only thing that could happen or that will happen if I continue hiding that sin is that I will die. Number two, I will lose my eternal life. I will lose even the prosperity that I desire from him.
Proverbs 28:13 says, he who covers his sin will not prosper.
Yeah.
But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. When I read this verse, I realized that some of our prayers are prayers that we shouldn't be praying. We just have to fix some things. We just have to deal with some issues, hidden issues of our lives, things that we don't want to confess, things that I don't want you to know, things that I don't want people to know. So I think if you don't know it as my brother, even God does not know. And we are really, really deceiving ourselves. And when we know that nobody knows, we think it is okay. There's no need for you to go to God and repent of these things, Whereas God says, if you continue hiding these things, you are not going to prosper. And prosperity here is not only monetary, it's not only money that we mostly think about, but we must think of it holistically, the life of a person, spiritually, mentally, doing the will of God, living for God fully and doing what God wants you to do. That is prosperity. So if we are going to cover up sins, you're not going to prosper in things that you were meant to come and do here on earth, the impact that is expected from you, the word that you must preach, the style of life that you must lead so that others might be attracted to God and see the glory of God through you. These are things that we are counting when we speak of the life that prospers in God. But if the life is full of sin, that life cannot advance the gospel. That life cannot preach about God because there is no conduct that goes in line with the word of God. And God says, yeah, if you are not going to confess these sins, forget about having mercy. And I think that's a very, very dangerous statement because we are all looking for the mercy of God. We all sinners and we need God to show his all the time. So if God will judge us according to our own iniquities, it means none of us will survive. None of us will stand next to him. None of us will be accepted. But if God is giving us an opportunity to confess and come clean, he says, my mercy is continually abundant, continually available. So we just need to acknowledge our sins. We need to release them from us and let go of these sins so that we can be able to live for God, so that we can experience prosperity. We can experience the mercy of God. But when we forget about God, let me say this last statement, Brother Ray. When we forget about God, what are we actually saying? We are actually getting to the side of evil, because a person who will forget about God is becoming his or her own God. I become idolatrous because I take everything, it becomes more about me. When I don't care that this thing is going to affect another person one way or the other, and what is God saying? It means I become idolatrous. It is an actual evil life that I am living, irrespective of where you are. You can go to church. Your church going does not mean anything if you no longer recognize God. If the word of God cannot change you, you are not changed by the word because you are not confessing the word of God. And the word of God expects you to repent. So if I cannot repent and I continue covering up my sin, it means the word of God has no power over my life. I am therefore my own God, and that is evil. And it's taking us away from the Most High.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. 082-657-2729. And we're talking about the danger of hiding sins. The danger of hiding sins. Because it seems like much of the times we do that. And we think we are somewhat successful because we don't see any consequence on our part. Then we do it again and again and again. Yet we fail to realize that we now are living in condemnation.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse dikgolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re e dirang mo lefaseng la Aforika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.